We have a special episode today with Priyanka, who won the first season of the reality competition series Canada's Drag Race in 2020. She's here today to talk about working with brands, what a good corporate team up looks like, and about inspiration. Without further ado, the Queen Priyanka.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to crack a Vizzy here. Let's just do this on air. Here we go.
I would crack mine, but mine's already open and I'm drinking it. So that's what happened there.
Perfect. So what is your favorite Vizzy flavor? What have you discovered?
Okay, I have tried them all.
Yes.
And after much deliberation in my mind, like we all talk to ourselves a lot, I decided that pineapple mango is the one. It reminds me of how I feel when I first lay my eyes on a cute boy.
Yes, yes. Amazing.
You know what I mean? Yep. You know when you see somebody and you're like, mm-hmm. wow, you, there's something about you. There's mm-hmm. something great. Or maybe you have kids. Maybe it's like the first time you laid eyes on your kid. Just something that you just love. That's how I feel about pineapple mango.
It's amazing. And I feel like we've seen mango before in this vertical, this sector of drinks. And they just did, they took that mango to the next level with that pineapple.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a hybrid. I'm the Hannah Montana of Canada. I used to host Kids TV on YTV's The Zone and quit my job. And then I won Canada's Drag Race. Like, that's a hybrid if I know one.
It's the perfect fit for you to team up with them. Like, they've got cherry lime, which actually is my favorite one. And then blueberry pomegranate, also incredible. I'm torn between those two as my fave. And then strawberry kiwi is also delicious, I've got to say.
Yeah, you know, you never have to decide. Like, you can just go back and forth. Who has to choose? Why choose?
Yeah.
You know, back in college, I used to date girls. I chose girls.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now, I dress up as a girl.
Yeah.
So isn't that something? Actually, you know what's wild? I recently had, somebody saw the visibility program ads, right? Because now I have a billboard on the Gardner Expressway in Toronto. And my ex-girlfriend from high school messaged me and was like, I just saw you in drag selling Vizzy Hard Seltzer. I am so proud of you. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. So, hey, I'm getting the visibility not only in the community, but also from my exes.
That's amazing. And to go from YTV, which I think is awesome, and I remember watching you on that show, to Canada's Ultimate Drag Queen, the winner, which is huge. And so tell me what it was like entering and then starring in that show.
It was quite the journey. I remember seeing the audition posting saying like, Canada's Drag Race is coming to Canada. Like, start your engines, apply. And I was at YTV in the green room getting ready to talk about SpongeBob SquarePants. And I looked at my friend, my co-host, Spencer, and I was like, my life is going to change.
Yeah.
And she was like, she literally, everyone had this like very, they were, because Priyanka was alive and well, right?
Yeah.
I was just voted Toronto's best drag performer back then. I was busy. I was working so hard. So everybody was very just like, this is your calling. Like, we get it now. We see it.
Yeah.
We understand it. And so for me to leave YTV and go be Canada's first ever drag superstar during this competition and risk being sent home first, and I was put in the bottom a couple times. It was such a journey. You know what? I don't know. Like, it's so wild. Like, thinking back, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, why would you take such a risk? But when it's right and you know it, you just do it. I don't know. I often, like, look back at those, like, weird old videos of me hosting First Local, which is, like, a local TV news. I was 14, and I was like, and that's what happened at the Christmas concert. For First Local, I'm Mark Suknanen. And, like, I'm like, that takes so much nerve. Like, who do you think you are? Yeah. I'm obsessed that, like, I didn't take no for an answer and I was just willing to ride the wave. A lot of that comes from my mom. I remember calling her being like, hey, like, I'm not sure if YTV is cool with, like, the drag thing. And she was like, whatever your heart desires is what you need to go and do. And I was like, did my mom just tell me to quit my bread and butter job? Like, is that what she just did? Like, I was the face of a national TV brand, right? And I was on the face of all these, you know, I was in commercials already. I was acting already. I was doing so many things. So it's so interesting. Like, risk truly does bring reward, because now I'm like the face of everything, especially Vizzy Hard Seltzer, which is so cool.
It's amazing. And tell me about what I'm excited to talk about is the Visibility Grant Program.
Yeah.
And what they're launching. Tell us about that.
It's so cool. Like, it truly is such a unique, unique program. So as, you know, the community impact director, they signed me on to develop this entire campaign and how they're going to do it, what it's going to look like. And they let me hire my team of queer stylists and photographers and makeup artists to, like, do all the photos and all the campaigning. And we developed this visibility program. The whole premise of it was very, like, my tagline is what's my name? Yep. So what's your name? Like, that was the whole vibe of it. So it was very, like, how can we share the love? And at the same time, I was pitching to Visi to pay for my music videos. I was like, so you want to work together? How about you pay for my art? And it was very, like, we'll pay for your art, and we'll also pay for other people's art too. And they can apply for this program. And the prize package is up to, like, $35,000. They get mentorship with me. They get added to a queer collective, like, program to learn more about, like, branding and all that jazz. And they get, you know, cross promotion on my Instagram, on Visi's Instagram, paid promotions as well. There's ads involved. And then we're going to have this showcase to show off what everyone's applied to, because this is new for everybody. So everyone's like, What is Priyanka even talking about? Right. So I'm excited that there's a big grand finale where we get to celebrate all the artists, because, like, I was coming up with big ideas. I wanted to shoot at Casa Loma. I wanted to do a murder mystery music video. Yeah. I wanted to have all my Canada's Drag Race sisters back. I had such big ambitions, and it's hard to get money for that. Like, it's hard to get money for that. Even being the winner of Canada's Drag Race and the current reigning, right? Like, it's like, I'm currently the winner and there's going to be somebody else. It's still, people say no. You know, I pitched to so many sponsors and they were all like, oh, like, you're just not famous enough yet. Or like, not really, we don't really have anything like that on our platform. So how about no? And as heartbreaking as it is, because it's your baby, you know, it's like finding out your kid's getting bullied in school. It's heartbreaking. You're like, wow, nobody likes my kid. This sucks. It's quite beautiful to be a part of something that's truly from ground up, not just being hired on as something.
Yeah. And to think about the voice of your mom, who said to you on the phone and probably in person, you can do it.
Yep.
And those that don't have that voice, you are this incredible... What's your mom's name? Let's give her a shout out.
Christine.
Christine, you are amplifying Christine's voice. And thanks to Visi Hard Seltzer, you're making it so that you can say to people, you can do it. I believe in you. In a practical way. They're putting their money where their mouth is. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, totally. And also, like, being a child of immigrant parents, like... My mom came here when she was 10 and she sponsored her family to come over. Like, who gets on a plane from Guyana, first time on a plane, lands in Canada and lives with her mom's stepsister? Like, who does that anymore? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I thought that was normal growing up because that's what my mom did. You know, my dad, you know, lost his dad growing up and then, you know, was the caretaker for his family. And then they all came to Canada. Like, seeing how hard my parents worked to make ends meet and to have... My mom has four boys. I'm one of four boys. And, you know, to help put us all through school and to put a roof over our head while there's amazing Guyanese food on the table every day.
Yes.
You know? Like, come on! Like, come on! Like, so even if my mom didn't say any of the things that she says now, like, I'm truly inspired by how hardworking my parents were and still are. Very hardworking people.
Yeah, incredible examples of courage and faith to be able to do that every day and strength. It's incredible.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So what can people do to apply? What does it look like for those that are interested in applying for this grant program?
Yeah, so this is incredible because anybody can apply over the age of 19. And we're looking for any artists across Canada. Like if you're a dancer, if you're a painter, if you're a sculptor, if you want to stand there in a plastic bag and call it art, whatever it is, whatever art means to you, you're to send in a video to visibility.com. There's also visihardseltzer.ca that you can go to. And there's a bunch of websites for you to go to. And it all leads you to the same place is what I'm saying. And you send me a video. You tell us why you want to use the Visibility program to help you fund your art. Like, hey, it's me, Priyanka, and I want to shoot a video at Casa Loma, and I really want to be part of this grant program. And just think big, and like, no idea is too big. Like, I literally wanted to shoot a video at Casa Loma, and I did it. So whatever your art is, we will make it work for you. So apply and send us a video and photos, and just much more information we get from you. And then the first, I think it's a couple hundred applicants that apply also get a little package sent to their door to thank you. Like, it is just, come on. It's like Christmas in the summer.
This is amazing. I feel like those that haven't seen the music video yet, by the way, we'll put a link in the notes here. It is incredible. It is a murder mystery music video, which I have never seen done before. Like, it gave me some throwback to a little like Backstreet Boys when they did that Halloween episode.
Everybody, Backstreet's back.
Yeah, like that on that epic scale, I feel like you took that but made it like even better. So it was
100%. And I got like Canada's Drag Race sisters back in there. And like that was important to me too, to like, and it goes to like sharing the platform too, is like I beat all those girls out of the show.
Yeah.
I sent them all packing.
Yes.
But you know, at the end of the day, like as artists, it's so important that we lift each other up. And like, if you see someone post something, if you see somebody like, hey, I'm trying to sell my couch, like help them out. It doesn't hurt you to share and spread the word and just share your platform, because we're all just trying to do things to entertain people or help people out. And like, I'm really trying to push that.
So those that are so curious about brand partnerships, right? And you talked about, you made some pitches, they didn't go well. What do you think was different about Molson Coors that caught their attention to you? And what was different about them as a brand?
You know, I've worked with Molson Coors before this, and it's so funny, like when this finally like landed and it was like, oh, like this hard seltzer named Vizzy is coming to Canada, and it's the first hard seltzer with a superfruit in it, and here are the flavors, what the cans look like. I was like, this just feels right. And working with Molson Coors, I was like, it's one thing to be like hired as the face of a campaign.
Yeah.
It's another thing for them to sit you down in a meeting and say, what do you want to do?
Wow.
I'm like, it truly is like taking the influence out of the word influencer. Like so many brands now hire influencers to promote their content, right? Like you're on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, yeah. like there's like these dance pages and they'll do like an oatmeal brand say, and they'll be like, oh, this is our oatmeal dance, right? So they're incorporating it into their feed so it seems normal to their viewers, but they're yeah. still selling a product and it's getting the product name out there, which is such great. Like marketing and integration of product in a visual is so important, so great. And I love it. I think it's so, if someone can find a really smart way to put products into a video or into a photo, I'm like, ooh, that's a good, they did a good job. They did a good job. It was very, very shocking. Like, honestly shocking to work with Molson Coors to have them be like, it's all you, Pri. You're our community impact director. What do you want to do? Like, huh?
Wow. But, they gave you a whiteboard, a chalkboard, and said, draw. What do you think?
Anything I wanted. And then, you know, and they go back, and this is how much this costs, and this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and finally you land somewhere. But, like, I feel very honored to have worked with a company that was just, like, willing to say yes and to be like, yep, you want to help your friends out? We'll help your friends out too. Like, it's very that. That doesn't happen. That does not happen.
And was it someone in the company or like a visionary or was it kind of a both and, like a partnership? Like, what came up with this such a creative team up?
It was like, it started, I'm trying to think of how it started. Like, I just remember pitching the idea to them, yeah. them saying yes. I also went back and forth with Queer Collective. They're like a yeah. queer yeah. group in Toronto and they help do small grants for people already.
Yes.
And they're like small, but they're still doing what they can do to help people out, which is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we all just kind of came up with it together. But my main thing was like, I want to do this whole what's your name thing and call it the visibility. And I think because it's so important to like, I'm such a branded person. I have a tagline, I have a slogan, I have a this, I have a that, I have merch, I have, you know, all these things. And it's really cool to like work with a brand who's willing to like backpack off of that. Like, it's very like, she says, what's my name? We're going to say, what's your name? And I'm the face of it. Like, it's perfect.
It's amazing. My grandma has this saying, feeding two birds with one grain versus the violent version about killing birds with one stone. And I feel like this campaign is, you know, these brands are going to spend the money anyways. They're going to buy billboards. They're going to, you know, put commercials out with some, you know, generic looking stock images and stock photos of someone who looks the same like everyone else. I feel like yep. Molson Coors took a step in such a positive direction to say, hey, not only are we going to promote our brand, which is we're going to do anyways, but we're going to feed a community that needs to be encouraged right now. And we're going to not only do that, but we're going to amplify others that are even kind of maybe not noticed or seen yet, where their name is not yet known.
125%, because like there's a statistic that like 69% of Canadian LGBTQ2S+ community members feel unseen and underrepresented. And this is in a time where a girl named Priyanka has won Canada's Drag Race. And they still feel misrepresented, which means we are not doing enough. We are not doing enough. You know, and even like watching like, you know, news programs like CP24 growing up and stuff, yeah. like they had so many brown news anchors. And I was like, wow, that's me on TV. Like, that's cool, you know, but we don't see enough gay people on TV. We don't see enough trans people on TV. We don't see enough of us also being the faces of things. But now driving down the Gardiner Expressway in Toronto, there I am holding a can of Vizzy looking gorgeous. And now, you know, a small brown gay kid growing up can be like, that's in his cards. Like, he can do that now.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So advice to brands that are listening right now, brands and agencies that are thinking about doing a partnership like what Molson Coors did, what's your advice when they approach influencers and creators like yourself?
You know, I think it's, as I said, like taking the word influence out of influencer and knowing what you want out of your influencer and asking them rather than telling them. You know, we take a lot of pride in our platforms and we put a lot of work into our platforms to get the numbers up to what they are now. And it's important to work with an influencer and give them the microphone and let them be like, hey, we're a so-and-so brand. Like, how would you sell us? Like, what are you going to do, you know, to help sell us? And then let them pitch to you because, like, we're all creatives. We all have big ideas. And if you listen, then you're going to land on the best idea. That's going to get the engagement up. That's going to keep, you know, the viewership up and all those numbers. Because those numbers are what's so important at the end of it, right? Like, at the end of a big campaign, when you're hiring an influencer to do these kind of jobs, what are the numbers? Yeah. And it's only if you follow the guidelines of the influencer, those numbers will be so high.
Amazing. Amazing. So it really truly is a partnership, a team effort versus a transaction. And
100%. Yes.
Amazing. So I want to give you an opportunity. Those that are listening to the show, what are some dream brands you want to work with? Who have you been thinking about?
Oh my God, I love this.
Yeah, gifts. And they might be listening right now, whether they're agency or their PR firm or the brand internal team themselves. So give some shout outs to some brands you love and that they can contact you to do something cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I did campaigns with BMO. I did campaigns with SodaStream. And now we're working with Vizzy. Like they're all so good to me all the time. Yeah. It's been all a big dream.
Yep.
In the future, I'm open to anything. I mean, there's so many, like there's so many different ways to sell people things. And I think that there's such an art in getting people to buy things and finding a way to sneak in products in a place where people aren't used to seeing products. It's a really cool thing that I saw go down during the pandemic is a lot of my rent and my bills and the reason why I've been able to do this so successfully is because of all the sponsorship deals. And it's because brands are now trusting gay people to promote their products. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so beautiful.
Yeah, that is amazing. You know, Ryan Reynolds came up with a couple movies, Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2. And if you watch it, you can see a local BC wine brand in there, Bodacious Wines. He actually has a box of it. Not even the bottle, the box wine
I
shows up.
I love that.
Yeah, on his coffee table.
I did a Bodacious Wine commercial. It's so funny because they asked me to do it. And the day before, my boyfriend dumped me, my ex-boyfriend now. And that was his favorite wine. And I was like, now cut to me in a Bodacious commercial. Like, wee! Is that, well, maybe revenge will get you. Revenge will come.
Yes. We had the chance to have Rena Nickerson on the show from SodaStream, and she's brilliant. The Canadian director.
So cool.
So cool. Amazing what they've done with Michael Bublé and the drinks and the flavors and the mixes. And so cool. Yeah.
It's so iconic and so amazing.
So going forward, what should people do? Where can they find you? Where can they follow you? And what can they do to kind of amplify this program that you're running?
Yeah, I mean, follow me on my Instagram, The Queen Priyanka. You could find me everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. If you don't know who I am, I'm shocked. I'm everywhere right now. Watch, you know, an episode or two of Canada's Drag Race and just support artists. You know, I'm an artist out here putting out music videos and castles about a murder mystery and being the first one of its kind. And I think it's so important to, you know, if you know of somebody who is a dancer or an artist and you're like, whoa, well, like this girl just got her video paid for, so why can't you? Tell them to apply to the Visibility Project. Like, just do it. Take a chance, take a risk, and just like share your art because like there's so many millions of people that want to be entertained. We just have to put it right in front of their faces.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, a huge shout out to Molson Coors, Vizzy Heart Seltzer for taking such a lead. And I feel like a really big leadership role in truly what it means to partner with someone for a campaign. Yeah, thank you.
I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with them. Thank you.
And thank you for making such a tasty drink. So cheers. Here's to you. Here's to you and your
cheers.
Success. The launch of your music video. The launch of so many things. And here's really, I want to raise a glass to the launch of what is yet to come and all those voices out there that are going to get a platform thanks to what you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you heard it first. Marketing News Canada. What an amazing campaign. What an amazing partnership. And we'll see you next time on Marketing News Canada. As we sign off from this week's episode, let's sign off with Priyanka's latest song, Cake. Check it out on YouTube and other channels to actually watch the incredible music video that is actually also a murder mystery.
Are you recording? What's my name? Who are
Priyanka?
Oh my God, it's so late. It's been a hot minute, wanna see that face. Oh my God, I look great. Spending all my time and you're making me wait. Somebody better call the feds, cause I'll be turning heads. I'm about to cause a scene. Step aside, bow down for the queen. One night trying to take me down. When I call, you're not around. You'll hear my voice and sound. No. Sitting high up on my phone. Feeling good all on my own. But I'm staring at my phone.
You wanna piece of this cake? I'm feeling so hot. I'm the chocolate baby. Come on, take that shot. Too late, give you my goods and take the bait. Taste test, you're out. Make you feel high when you see me, no doubt. You want a piece of this cake? Come get a piece of this cake.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.